Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have Leonard Lawton on the line with me, and man oh man, they sent me his single, Don't Let the Devil Ride, and captured my whole attention. Okay, because I always feel, come on, Leonard, I always feel when you ready to stand up against that that has been opposing you, you ready to fight.
Yeah.
And today, today's times, honey, we gonna listen to Leonard to help us in this spiritual warfare that is up and at it at all the saints. So Leonard, welcome to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and let us know about Don't Let the Devil Ride.
All right, well, good morning. I'm so honored to be a part of your program today, and I'm just excited what God is doing in my life.
Amen.
When you talk about Don't Let the Devil Ride, think about your life now. Satan always try to get in there and try to mess up what God is doing for you.
So my
message is, don't let the devil ride. If the devil rides, you're gonna want to drive in every area that you have in your life. So we can't let him ride.
Yeah, and you know, we're constantly bombarded with so much. You know, right now, the economy, the political situations, the wars that's going on, our families.
Right.
People are dying. I just recently lost a friend, a very good friend. You know, it's hurting us. But we have to understand that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And so how do we maintain?
Well, you know, when we're dealing with so much adversity, especially in the world, climate of politics is just so different than how it used to be back in the day, you know. And you have to endure it every day with you watching the news, or you're watching, you're hearing so many things coming out, and it's just terrible, you know?
Yeah.
But how do we survive it? You know, we have to have a relationship with God to get you through a lot of this, because otherwise we could lose our mind trying to figure it out ourselves, you know?
I love it, yeah.
So we have to trust God and just lean to, not to our own understanding, but lean to him. If it's something you don't understand, he will give you an answer. He'll just have that relationship with God. He'll get you through this, you know. Because I've been living through so many tests, and to see what's going on now is just ridiculous. And I just can't believe we're in a place where there's name calling, there's lying, and there's cheating. There's so much stuff that's going on.
Right.
You have to know God. You have to know him for yourself, and then you know, because men are becoming lovers of themselves, and they want power, they want a lot of things, and you have to say, God, what is going on? So just trust him, and he'll get you through it.
Now, what I like about Don't Let the Devil Ride is it has a lot of, it says gospel blues. How did gospel blues come into play?
Well, you know, I was brought up in the church. I'm a PK's son, and I played guitar. I played guitar from at the age of 15. I started out in church, and gospel always been. You can talk about blues. You talk about gospel music back in the day. That's what the blues really came from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would be singing those old time songs, and then it just became natural. So as I began to write songs and get as I got older, I began to implement this style into my music. I also have other styles. I try to stay versatile in what I do.
And right.
Here's the thing: I don't write songs for money or try to write for a hit. So I like what God gave me, and if it blesses people, that's what it's all about. A lot of people write songs just to I got a hit. I got that. No, I got away from that years ago. I used to be with Life Records back in the day when Andre Crouch and the Hawkins and everything. We were on the label with the Winans and all of them, but we never reached that plateau where they were, because God led us a different way. And when I say that, we went to prison ministry. I did a lot of prison ministry for about 30 years.
Oh, okay.
And I watched God change lives, inmates getting saved and filled right there. I could tell you stories, but I don't want to take up the interview with my story. But
well, you could give us one. I told you the tagline is okay. Where key players speak. Now, so this we don't rush our company. Our company, we the outlet where you come and kick back and let us know what's going on.
Okay, well, let me give you one. We did a women's facility here in California, and there was, I'll never forget it. We went into this prison, and the women were all there, but it was a whole different atmosphere for me, you know, and we went in there, and we began to do praise songs and bring down the presence of God in this place, and we began to sing and minister, and I'll never forget how women started rolling in the floor. They fell out of these bleachers, and they began to roll in the floor, speaking in tongues.
Wow.
And I've never experienced that before like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Then the guards were telling us to stop the music. You're starting a riot. I said, no, we're not starting a riot. So we stopped the music, but you could feel this roaring in this building. Mm. Out of the spirit was still moving. These women were just crying out to the Lord, rolling on the floor. So they brought these ambulances in there to roll the women out. They were effective. They made it stop. And they went into the little hospital there on the prison yard, and the doctor said there's nothing wrong with these women. They
right.
said they were getting filled with the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
And so that's the things I experienced. I experienced people getting healed right there while I was ministering. So our ministry was not just out there doing concerts and going here and there, but we went into the prison, and that's where our real work was. And I saw God manifested right there, and from watching inmates' lives be changed. I remember walking down the streets of L.A. one time. We were recording. Some guys came up to us. They were in San Quentin. We had ministered in San Quentin. And they came and said, I remember you guys. You guys, you know, you blessed us. You helped us. And they wanted to feed us for lunch and
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's the reward I feel more than anything, to see people that are they're excited and blessed from your songs and the music that God gives you. And that's what my life has been about, just trying to bless others, you know. But that's just one example. I haven't been.
That's all right. Yeah. Now, you're also a songwriter, and you've written for other people. Yeah. What's that experience like when you're an artist and you have the ability mm-hmm. to write for someone else? I think that is super amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes when someone asks for a song, and I know something about their life, I ask God to give me something special for them. And then I could see what they're about, and I gave you the song. I said, here's what God gave me, you know, you could use it a piece, you know. And I do it like that, but I enjoy life, and that's the gift God gave me. I enjoy putting it together.
Yeah. Did you ever write something for somebody and then was like, hey, I should keep that one?
Yeah, I've done that a few times. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes it'll come back and, wow, you know, I should have kept that to myself, you know. No, but yeah, it's been like that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And you play instruments mm-hmm. as well, so you do a lot of the both behind the scenes and front and center. Do you like one better than the other, or you just like the whole overall project, producing and also performing?
You know, I like creating. I have a good friend. His name is Carl Wheeler. He plays keyboard for Frankie Beverly's Maid. We've been friends for years, and he's a PK, and we collaborate together on my music, and he's really great. I've done about, I guess, 3 or 4 albums with him
mm-hmm.
over the years. And I have a lot of good music, and maybe you'll have a chance to listen to more of it on other albums I've done. And, but we have a great relationship, and it's fun. I love producing. Like this last album, where this song, Don't Let the Devil Ride, is on, it's called Linda Lofton, the Journey Continues. I wrote songs for different artists here in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And I've never had a chance to, I've never done a song on an album, or it's never been produced like the way we produced it. And they are great singers. You have a lot of great singers in your area, but they never had the opportunity to be heard.
Right.
So this last album, I did about 4 or 5 artists to get them a chance to be heard. And I'm so excited that we have great songs on it.
I love
it. Don't Let the Devil Ride is just one of them, but we have the whole album to me. I got 21 songs on that album.
Okay.
I have a rap song, I got blues, I got contemporary, I got an R&B contemporary. So it's just a lot of different styles, and that's what I'm about. I love to mix it up. So.
Now, in the early years, you wrote mm-hmm. your first song at the age of 15. And the title was I'll Be So Satisfied.
Well, you know, when I think back, I never forget how I was, you know, I was really just starting up. And what happened was I was praying in the church, and then someone invited us. I started a little group in the church. We were called the Gospel Cloud.
I love it.
And we began to do a lot of, we were doing a quartet at the time, and then we were invited to a teen challenge. That's when I got involved in prison ministry, but at an early age. And then I remember, I'll be so satisfied. I was laying in my bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I began to hear these lyrics and began to write this song. So God began to pour into me the songs at that age, and I just was a gift that was being poured into me, and I just started writing, you know.
And I love
that song. And,
I mean, yeah. To be that young and to start your career, okay, with the song, I'll Be mm-hmm. So Satisfied. I mean, that's just incredible. And so we're going from I'll Be Satisfied, and you're still giving messages like, and don't let the devil ride, right? So, there's been a host of albums and music in between that. But just at that start, and, you know, speaking from that time you started till today, you still riding hard for God. And that's so important. I want you to share with me some of the challenges that came with that, especially just in the music industry.
Well, you know, when I go back to that age, I remember how we were singing in different places and different record companies were coming up to us. And one gentleman came up to our rehearsal one time, and he began to... I used Fantasy Records back then. That was a big label here in the Bay Area. We wrote a song called Let Us Pray. And he said, if you guys would just change the words of the song to put baby in there somewhere, he said, this is a hit. We can do this, we can do that. Well, I'm a PK son. My dad was there. And he said, my sons are singing for the Lord. They're not going to do that stuff. So you get out of my house. My dad kicked him out the house. I never seen my father do anything like that. He showed him the door. And I'll never forget that. So we never did change the words to baby, but we said honest to what God had us, you know, what had us doing. And to me, that was more than anything. And I learned a lesson from that. You know, you don't compromise the message. You know,
come on.
Just to get a hit. You know, a lot of artists compromise, but they'll, the words, for instance, they'll say he or him, or, you know, instead of saying Jesus, who he really is or whatever, they compromise the message, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I don't believe in doing. I believe in, you get your message out there, but you do it the right way.
Right. Now, growing up, you enjoyed the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Did you ever get a chance to meet them?
Oh, we played with them. We toured with them.
What's that experience like, admiring a group and then you get in a position to tour with them? How did that come into play?
Well, I was a young man then.
It's okay.
Yeah, we would travel. We invited them here to the Bay Area. We did shows. We promoted. We had them. We had the Bolognaires back in the day. But one of our members used to sing with the Bolognaires. And they were really good. Matter of fact, they were one of the best quartets to me. And don't get me wrong, I love the Jill Lagan and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, because our style, we call ourselves the Gospel Clouds. We were kind of coming, trying to do like them. They were the group back in the day. But our style changed. You know, I think God gave us a different type of harmonies and different things. So, but the Bolognaires, they were a real good group, and we brought them in, and we had Shirley Caesar, the Clark Sisters, the Winers. We used to promote a group, so we also sung with them in certain concerts.
Wow.
So those were the days, yeah.
One thing I love is that you giving back to your community, and especially with the diversity of sound, and you have actually just heard it all, you know, from the influences. Like you enjoy Motown and the Philadelphia sounds, blues.
Delphonics, that was my group back in the day. Now, here's the thing. We came up in the church and we couldn't listen at R&B. We had to hide our records. So on Sunday night, our parents would go to church at YPWW, but they kept us home. Uh-huh. So me and my brothers and sisters, we all stayed home. And when they left out to house. We would bring out our 45s and we start dancing and having a ball. Those were the days, you know. So, but the Delfonics, that was my group. I loved their harmony. So if you listen to some of my songs on the latest album, you'll hear their harmony. You know,
okay.
Their harmonies. I have a lot of songs with great harmonies. But it's on this last album. I think the last album really gives you an idea of what I'm about. You know.
What's another song that will be released on this upcoming project?
Well, I have Gregory that he's going through the album. There's a whole lot more songs we want to release. But I do have one that's favorite on the album before this one. It was called Incredible Journey. And it's called Straight Street. Living on Straight Street now. That's another good song. And if you have a chance to go through some of my music, you'll find that song. I think if you like Don't Let It Override, you'll like Straight Street as well. It's a pretty good song. So.
You have Straight Street, is that part of your production company as well?
No, well, yeah, the name of my company is Straight Street Music Group.
Right,
okay. And, but this particular song I got from an old lady at my mother's church. Her name is Mother Wayne. She passed away years ago, but she used to sing this song about I'm living on Straight Street now, you know.
Uh-huh.
I used to live on Broadway, but I'm living on Straight Street.
Oh, I love
now.
It. Yeah.
And I took it and I redid it and I put the horns in there and put my flavor on there. And I
cool.
love that song. So you get a chance to check it out. I can send it to you. Listen at it, you know.
Yeah.
Get a chance.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, again, you play for a lot of artists. And you was even nominated mm-hmm. for a Grammy Award. That's such an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah.
What was that process like, and what was the name of the song?
Well, you know what? It was exciting. That was the year when The Wine and the Well came out. We were all on the same label. And then the album was nominated for a Grammy, but we didn't win The Wine and beat us out. But that was fine. But just the idea of going to L.A., being nominated, that was a lot of fun. But I'll never forget the excitement of it, you know. But
right.
then that's when I learned it's not about the awards. You can, you know, you can get awards, but only what you do for Christ will last. That's what my motto is. I don't, as a matter of fact, I'm really shy. I'm doing an interview with you, but I've been shy. But when you get me talking about the Lord and things,
come on now.
Come from. Yeah, it comes out. So if I'm talking too much, it stops me.
No, I told you we are where key players speak. You know, that's what we do. You know, because we want to share the information, we want to share the experience, let other people know that it's possible, that you too can do it, and stay true to your craft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and speak on telling them how important it is to just stay true to your craft.
Yeah, you don't let no one change you. If God gives you a gift and he has you in a certain place, you stay in your lane. Don't try to go outside that lane, because that outside that lane is not for you.
Come
you know,
on.
Because if you go outside your lane, you'll end up saying, why isn't this working? Why isn't that working?
Mm.
Because God didn't tell you to go out that lane. Stay where he has you and let him develop you in your lane, and you'll see your ministry begin to flourish. You'll begin to see doors open up. And I always say this prayer. I say, Lord, open up the doors that you want to be open for me, and close those doors you don't want me to go through, so I don't want to waste my time or waste your time, God. Just don't let me go through those doors. So, and that's how I live. Open those doors you want to open and close them, so I don't have to waste time. Because life is too short. And whatever you're going to do for God, you have to do it now. You don't have time to say, well, next year, the year after, I'm going to do it. No, you don't know when your time is up.
That's right.
Let me share this with you. I come from a family of seven, and I'm the only one left in my family. Lost my mom and dad, and my younger brother passed in 2006. My older brother passed in 2012, and I had two sisters, and, you know, one of them sung with me. My older brother, he played bass for years with me, and he passed away in 2012. Then I had a sister that sung with me, and she passed away in 2016. Then my older sister passed away 11 months later, 2017.
Wow.
And four siblings, five siblings altogether. And my mother, she had dementia, and she passed away in 2020, and I had to bury all of them. So
Jesus.
When I look at my life, God has been good, and he's given me the strength to keep going. You know,
and
it's hard living without your siblings and family, you know.
Right.
You have wife and kids and grandkids and all that, but when you don't have your siblings, it's a whole different world.
Yes,
you know? So we talked every day, and they were all believers and loved the Lord. And we were a musical family, you know. My dad was a preacher, and my mom, you know, in the church, and, you know, so But I find joy when I go back over my life and see what God has brought me from. I have no regrets. But
right.
I'm grateful for the journey he had me on and how long the journey going to be. I'm going to stay course until God says, all right, Leonard, that's it.
Right.
So you have to look at life like that. That's my story.
Well, that's an excellent story. That was definitely encouraging. This is experience talking to you. Let the people know how they can reach out to you on social media and how they can access your music.
Well, you can go through, I'm on most of the websites, Amazon Music, Spotify, Tidal, most of the websites, and you can access my music through LeonardLaughlin.com. You can Google my name, Leonard Laughlin, you'll find all the websites that have my music, and all the albums as well. And my my website is LeonardLaughlin.com. That's spelled LeonardLaughlin.com. And you can access my website, and you'll see all my music. So that's a good way to maybe contact you now.
That's all right. That's all right. And as we like to say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to put out music, or as if you and your musical group put out a new artist, please alert us and let us know. We'll be more than happy to assist in being one of your media outlets. So Leonard, thank you so much. And for everybody listening, please go pick up Don't Let the Devil Ride. That needs to be your anthem, okay? That's a good anthem for the last quarter of 2024 going into 2025. And so let your hearts be encouraged. Leonard, thank you again for coming through, and we'll speak again soon.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor just to be a part of your program today. I thank God for you. And I'll be praying for you, you know.
I appreciate it.
To do the work of the Lord. You're reaching an audience that a lot of people need to hear. So
that's
I will
spread
the word.
I appreciate you.
Who you are.
I appreciate you. Thank you.